America, America. This is Nate. This is Nate Smooth. Here it is. Here it is. And let me lay it down for you. Check it out. Check it out. Coming to you live with conservative talk and information for the warrior in you. We're all warriors in this warrior nation, fighting to keep our freedoms and constitutional rights. So never give up. Never give up the fight.
It's a warrior nation.
Fight the progressives.
It's a warrior nation.
Fight to keep our freedoms.
It's a warrior nation.
For you and me.
It's a warrior nation.
Protecting our liberties.
We're a warrior nation with no time to play. Join the Constitution in the American way. We're a warrior nation, both night and day. Fighting for our freedom, cause we're here to stay. Let's fight!
Good evening, warriors! Welcome to Warrior Nation with Julie Prince. And I am so happy you guys decided to join my revolution tonight, warriors. So I want you guys to sit back, relax, and grab a glass of your favorite wine and enjoy some real conservative talk radio with me this evening. You guys can find me and listen to the show on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday evening from 8 to 9 p.m. And please be sure to check out all my stuff on Facebook and Twitter at Reagan Warriors and on LinkedIn. Now, you guys can read my columns on BuzzPo.com, ClashDaily.com, ConservativeWarriors.com. And so please make sure you check me out and read some of my stuff. Now, you guys, it's been a while. It's been a while since I've been back in the Warrior Studios. And we've kind of made some changes, and we've had some family stuff going on. But it's really, really great to be back in the saddle again, my friends. And, you know, I've really missed you, Patriots. I missed doing this. You know, so much has happened, in the last, month and a half or so. I don't have a co-host anymore for you guys who write letters and all of that to the show. My co-host, Mr. Kevin Fabsy, has got his own show now, which I'm so proud of him. It's called Heaven's Gate. And so I'm very proud of Mr. Fabsy, my bestie. And I've kind of been absent a little while also because my brother-in-law has been sick. And if you have been in contact with me or followed me on Facebook, you would know that he has been very sick for a long time. And I've been giving updates, maybe over the last 3.5 years or so, he has battled with lymphoma. And he passed away this past week. So it's been, it's just been emotionally draining and heartbreaking, warriors. And he was a really great man, a great husband, a great father. And he fought really, really hard in a very long battle, warriors. And so I want to talk just a little bit about that because it's really touched me. I think every tragedy or trial that you have in your life, it changes you, I think, and hopefully for the better as a person. So, with each show, I'm just going to talk a little bit about life and things. So he had 2 stem cell transplants, and he's been in and out of the hospital dozens of times during this whole process. And I got to spend some time with him before he passed away. And the bravery he showed was just amazing. And even in some of his, last darkest hours, before he passed, he was thinking about others and not about himself. And he leaves behind my sister, my niece, and my nephews, all of which are under the age of 10. And it was one of the saddest things we all had to do, and was lose him and watch the heartbreak in these kids. So out of his death, you know, surely has come life. You know, the intimate moments you get to share, and I got to share with him and my family, my sister, when we went to go visit him in the hospital for the last time. He did end up coming home, which was great. But it brought our family, me and my sisters, closer together, our immediate family, even closer together than we have been. And even with extended family, you know, which every family has something, you know, some kind of little petty arguments or, you know, Uncle so-and-so said this how many years ago. And it's very easy to hold on to grudges. You know, sometimes it's not easy to forgive and forget. But through all of this, it has brought our extended family closer together. And for that is truly, truly a blessing that we have been praying about for a long, long time. One of my favorite sayings from that my church uses often, Warriors, is the quote and the saying, change before you have to. Now, that's a very powerful statement, wise advice in my opinion. No matter what has happened or what was said over the years with family members, regrets are more powerful, you guys, when it comes down to it. Regrets. So something, you know, that I think we can all be reminded of, including myself, is to love those around you. And surround yourself with people who love, support, who love and support you and make you feel good about being you. And then you just pray for the rest. You know, if someone in your family doesn't come around, just pray for them, you know. And I've been learning to slow my life down and live day to day, savoring every moment that God has given us. Because these encounters that we have with our family members, whether it be, you know, from a birth or a death or, you know, a milestone, these encounters and these moments are precious. And if we just take the time to realize all of this and realize all that we do have in our lives, it'll be a blessing. And we can maybe have our lives be a little bit more fulfilling. And, you know, trust in God and let go. Let go, Warriors. He has got this. And I have even struggled in the past with letting everything go and putting it in God's hands and trusting in God. You know, it's not easy to have blind trust sometimes in anything. I know for my own life, I've seen many miracles, too many of them, and felt his work too many times not to trust and believe. A real quick story, whenever I'm a huge supporter of Israel, and during the elections, you know, it was kind of a scary time because Obama really does not like Netanyahu a lot at all, does not support Israel at all. And, you know, he sent his thugs and his goons over there trying to topple the election. And, you know, I worried about it. You know, I worried about it for America. I worried about it for Israel and what was going to happen. You know, I wrote articles about it, and I did whatever I could in activism, you know, from here to help Israel. But it weighed on my mind. And it must have been the day before the election, and I'm praying about it, you know. And it was just like in the middle of the afternoon, and the Holy Spirit, you know, just spoke to me and said, you know, a calm came over me that, you know what, God's got this. You know, God's on the side of Israel, and not to worry about it another moment. And I didn't. And the next day, you know, of course, we got the news that he won the election. So that was just another reminder to me that just, you know, give it up to him because he's got this covered. So you just say, yep, you know, that was God. Thanks, God. And put your trust in him. So that's just some of the things that I want to work on, is just kind of slowing things down a bit and savoring every moment I can with my loved ones. So there's my thought for the day, Warriors. But I miss my brother-in-law. You know, he was a really, really great man, and I just wanted to, you know, kind of talk about it and mention it a little bit, because it was really rough, really rough. But it's nice to know that you know, I've got family and friends that care so deeply. So I'll try and bring some of my wisdom, my little bit of a wisdom to you each show. Because, you know, we're all on this journey together, Warriors, and we all fall short every day. And I want you to know, you know, that you're not alone, and life is better together. You know, share your trials and tribulations, because, you know, there could be someone out there that's going through the same thing that you're going through, and they feel that maybe nobody can understand what's going on. So just wanted to share a little bit of that tidbit with you, and I hope it helps somebody. So, all right, Warriors, so much, as we talked about, so much has happened, and this is a short show, so I kind of got to zip through things here a little bit. This is only a 30-minute show this time, kind of getting back in the saddle, you know, easing into things a little bit since I've been gone for so long. And now I have no co-host. I'm sitting here in the Warrior Studios all by myself. So so it's kind of easing back into things. So, but a lot has happened since I've taken my little hiatus. And one of the things that I want to talk about is my man, Cruz the Crusher, as I like to call him, has announced his candidacy for president. How awesome is that? Now, if you know me at all, you know, from Facebook, or you're in my life, you would know that I have supported Senator Cruz for some time now. And I'm not going to lie, Warriors, I'm not going to lie. I am so excited. It's like off the charts. I waited for this for a very long time. I've been an activist for a very long time in my life. And I waited for him, a constitutionalist, a conservative, somebody that, my God, I feel like I can put my time behind and my money behind, and someone I believe in, you know. And Cruz is the real deal, Warriors. He's the real deal. He says what he means, and he does what he says. He's a true constitutionalist. He is unapologetic regarding his stances. He knows he works for the people. You know, a lot of these politicians, these career politicians, seem to forget that over the years, and kind of the reasons why they probably got into it in the first place. But he has not, he knows that straight up, that he works for the people. And he's extremely patriotic. Now, I can sit here and I can give you all the reasons why I love Ted Cruz, from, you know, filibuster to his stances on illegal immigration and Common Core and, you know, Obamacare, repealing Obamacare. But perhaps one of the most important aspects of him or any candidate running for president of the United States, in my opinion, is patriotism. It really, Warriors, should be a prerequisite for candidates, I believe. Because we've had Obama, and we all know that Obama hates America. I'm just going to come out and say it plainly. He hates America. And, you know, from his deep-rooted ideology, okay, and I believe that this began a long, long time ago for him when he was just a kid. Who he was surrounded by, his father, communist grandparents, you know, being a half-black male. I think it's deep-rooted. And he basically graduated from the school of Saul Alinsky and is fraternizing with radical left-wing professors and reverends, you know, to not wearing an American flag on his, you know, his lapel. From putting his hand over his heart to, you know, say the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, a lot of people may not think that's a big deal. But to me, I love my country. And I am extremely patriotic. And that's a big deal for me. Okay, you want to see your president love your country and be proud of his country. He's a Muslim. He's a Muslim sympathizer. We know that. He has done everything in his power to undermine our country. As he has said many times publicly in speeches, that he was going to fundamentally transform the United States of America. And what he means by that is, you know, the little document known as the Constitution is outdated, folks. I mean, didn't you know that? It's outdated. And he wants to turn America into a socialist country. So that's just obviously a smidgen of the anti-patriotism that Americans have had to deal with this president. It's disgusting, and it makes me sick to my stomach that, you know, he wants to, you know, just kind of hijack America from the inside out, surrounding himself with communists and socialists and pretty left-wing Muslims. So Cruz is different, though, obviously. He reveres our Constitution and doesn't talk about it. He uses it, okay? He doesn't just talk about it. He uses it. One of my favorite quotes, okay, by my Cruzy, is this. This is what Cruz said. Quote, unquote, "My touchstone for every question is the Constitution." Another great one that, you know, all these things are going to come into play in the future and will go down in history, I believe, as quotes. You'll see them as memes throughout, you know, 20 years from now. This is what President Cruz had to say, just much like our founding fathers. He also said, quote, unquote, that he wants to reignite the promise of America, quote, unquote. I love that. Reignite the promise of America. Now, his father came from Cuba, and, you know, he escaped Cuba, and he taught his son the worth of our beautiful country. Okay, as I said, escaping communist Cuba. His father said to him, quote, unquote, "If we lose our freedom here, where will we go?" And that's a very powerful, powerful statement, warriors, because it's so true. If you think about it, where would we go if we did not have, if we lose our freedoms here? There is no refuge. Can't go to Europe. There is, we are the last frontier for freedom. He understands that America is the beacon of hope. We are the beacon of hope for millions. That shining city on a hill that she's always been. I love a photo that has circulated on social media of Cruz holding a giant American flag on the sidewalk. Now, I don't know if you've seen it, warriors, but all you have to do is Google Ted Cruz holds American flag, holding American flag or something, it'll come up. He's standing on the street corner holding a giant American flag, waving it back and forth. You know, and you can just, when you see this photo, you can just envision and hear, you know, "God bless America" in the background, or, you know, "This land is your land," you know, kind of playing in the background. And would you ever see Obama doing something like that? No, never. And would you ever see any other Republican doing that? You know, there's a photo of Ronald Reagan out there. And he was somewhere where there were American flags lined up on some kind of stage. And he goes over and he grabs the American flag and they take the photo of him kissing it. You know, that's patriotism. That's real. That's I love country. And you know, his office even oozes patriotism with his love, not just for America, but for Texas as well. All the artifacts and different things he has in his office. So, warriors, here is an article that I wrote about Ted. And when I wrote this, and I'm a big dork, I know, but I really got emotional when I was writing this this article. And I wrote it for BuzzFeed.com. And it's called "Ted Cruz, the Real Deal for President in 2016. And I hope you guys like it because it really meant a lot to me. And it really came from my heart on how I feel about Senator Cruz. Ted Cruz the real deal for president in 2016. Today marks a day that will go down as one of the best days for America. A day where the citizens of our great nation can raise their heads up high with a new purpose. Not starting a new revolution, but continuing on with one that has shaped the heart of patriots since our founding fathers first carefully crafted our country. Where the quote-unquote touchstone for every question is the Constitution. Today marks a day that will light the candle of hope and resolve in every windowpane, bringing families together to celebrate the traditions that will reignite the promise of America. The somber veil that has shrouded this land of liberty will be lifted from the eyes of men and cast aside, for now they can see. Today marks a day where our men and women in uniform can take a sigh of relief knowing that they no longer have to live as though they don't matter. Our veterans can rejoice again that their sacrifices will no longer have been in vain, but will be celebrated and honored as a healing can begin again. Today marks the day when the unadulterated assault on our country, our flag, and our people, and our very existence will no longer be tolerated by tyrants, communists, socialist terrorists, or progressives. Our flag will be celebrated and will wave high above the mountaintop in all her glory and magnificence. Today marks the day when the words, "God bless America," can again be uttered from lips without persecution, where the powerful meaning behind it sets us apart from the rest of the universe. People of all colors and backgrounds can live together not as white or black, but as Americans. Today is the day we're standing on principle and values when our leaders don't work for the lobbyists with tassel loafers who walk the halls, but the single mom working in the diner, where it is recognized that they are the very legs our country stands on. Today is the day where patriots will come home with a spring in their step as they work together to stop the Obama agenda and take this country back. Today is the day for a time of truth, a time to rise to the challenge, just as Americans have always done. I believe in America and her people, and I believe we can stand up and restore our promise. It's going to take a new generation of courageous conservatives to help make America great again, and I'm ready to stand with you to lead the fight. Today is the day that Senator Ted Cruz has announced that he will run for President of the United States of America. A day that gives our country a chance to show she is still the shining city on the hill that she has always been, and pick up where our beloved Ronald Reagan left off. The future president echoed Ronald Reagan in his 2015 CPAC speech, saying, "The path to victory is painting not in pale pastels, but bold colors," just as Ronald Reagan had said years before. Reagan was the underdog, the dark horse, that many of the establishment underestimated greatly. Cruz went on to say, "I'm convinced 2016 is going to be an election very much like 1980. We couldn't agree more, sir. We couldn't agree more." So I'm a dork, you guys, and I know. I mean, when I was writing this, I tried to take, quotes that Senator Cruz had said along this journey so far and incorporate them into this article. And I just cried writing this. I mean, I have waited so long, and I know our country has waited so long for a conservative to run, a true conservative, not afraid, you know, to take a stance, an unpopular stance, but the right stance. Cruz is not an establishment guy, nor is he a puppet to the establishment, and that is extremely important. We don't need another McCain. We don't need another, Mitt Romney. We don't need that. The Republican establishment fears him. They fear him. That's why they attack him so much. He can't be controlled or influenced in any way by them. And they hate that. So, you know, Cruz is no lackey lapdog here, my friends. He's an independent thinker and extremely smart and articulate and, you know, loves God. loves his family, has patriotism. You know, and Ted Cruz Super PACs, you know, raised, you know, I guess the last number I had was raised over $31 million in its first week. And that's impressive. That's impressive. That says something. That speaks volumes about the people that gave that money to him, the people that support him, that want change, that want real change. We want to get back to, you know, our traditions. So I have to say, you know, take that, Karl Rove. Take that, Steve LaTourette. I mean, if you guys recall, the aggressor sets the rules. In the game, the aggressor sets the rules. And Karl Rove and Steve LaTourette have been two giant aggressors in all of this, with their PACs raising money to destroy the Tea Party, to destroy conservatives, because they're losing their footing, and they know it. So, I could go on and on, and I'm sure I will in future shows about Ted Cruz and how awesome he is. But I said I only have a half an hour today, and it went so quickly. I've got 3 minutes and 25 seconds left. But it's going to be an interesting time, because we have a lot of actually, I'm going to say, good candidates. And we'll talk about all of these candidates in the next coming weeks. And I'm sorry, but we are going to pull out their flaws, and you know, there's no room for screwing up. There's no room for infractions at this point. You can't be a flip-flopper at this point. You have to be real. And Ted Cruz is you know where he stands. He has never once wavered, not once. And you know what? You know who else hasn't? Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush, you know where he stands on Common Core, illegal immigration, all of that. It makes it really, really easy not to vote for him, because you know where he stands. So, Warriors, I just want you all to know how much I appreciate every single one of you for supporting my efforts in everything that I'm doing, in my writing, the radio show, and everything in between. You guys, I have a great group of people on Facebook that follow me. They share my stuff. And, you know, I love our country with all of my being. I do. And I gave up a lot. I gave up a lot of my time, and when I decided to become an activist over 20 years ago. And I'm not giving up on her. It's for my children and my children's children. I want them to have freedom. I want them to know the country that I know. And don't ever think one effort is too small, because, you know, an effort made by one, you know, if everybody does it, it equals success. So I want you to never, ever give up the fight, Warriors. It's our country. Our country is counting for you. They're counting on you. Now, Ted Cruz might not be your guy. He may not be, you know, the guy that you want. But choose somebody and go with them. I'm running out of time, Warriors. I'm sorry. I'm just so happy to be back. But until next time, Warriors, this is Warrior Nation signing off. See you on the flip side, Warriors. Good night and God bless.
America, America, America. This is Nate. This is Nate Smooth. Here it is.
Here it is.
Let me lay it down for you. Check it out.
Check it out.
Coming to you live with conservative talk and information for the warrior in you. We're all warriors in this warrior nation, fighting to keep our freedoms and constitutional rights. So never give up. Never give up the fight.
It's a warrior nation.
Fight the progressives.
It's a warrior.